This is a proverb. What has been is what will be. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. This was not the uttering of someone depressed and disillusioned with life, but someone who had every material, educational and personal advantage. Of course, even with this historical evidence, his statement comes down to a matter of belief. Nothing was new to him in the context of his era, but something impending will be new to all human experience, maybe even once for all time, that might leave no historical evidence of our existence. Something the most powerful people with every similar advantage feel powerless to alter. But every day our bodies replace their cells, a child is born adding a new individual personality that can and does make a difference to those in contact with it. And someone's perspective is altered by circumstance or information. We seek improvements in almost everything, updates, refinements. The potential for change, far from being negative, is vast. We are hardwired for change. And new things arrive for us on a daily basis in technological, scientific and educational development. Yet despite great advancements in cancer research and new methods of detection and treatment, percentages of likelihood have increased from 30 to 50. Climate change is generating panic strategies. Why now? Because even for sceptics, seeing is believing. It's difficult to argue with the fact. This year, parts of the Alaskan mainland were exposed to sunlight for the first time since the last ice age. With the seeming intransigence of political and corporate motives, the proverb above could sound somewhat demoralising. Yet, if it's true, it also presupposes that the solution must already exist. It could be right under our noses. The solutions are already here. So what, and whom are we to believe? Most of the global monetary economic system is built on trust and belief that transactions will be honoured by both parties and fulfilled through automated sequences no one need worry about. And if that doesn't work, that some legal system will enforce those agreements to be honoured, that people will be forced to respect the law of possession. Of course, all these necessary parties and methods and laws, lawmakers and enforcers, can be replaced overnight. Our 21st century has seen more than its fair share of this already. So everyone is aware how much belief and motivation out there has diminished, resulting in siege mentality for many. It could be said that there's never been such a mass momentum for change since World War II. Hence concepts like the Green New Deal. Nobel Prize laureate Joseph Stiglitz recently published in The Guardian, quote, "Climate change is our third world war," unquote, since it must apparently depend upon large handouts of money from philanthropic corporate elites. He bypasses the last decade's greatest civil world war that has already eclipsed all of World War II's atrocities in both scope and depravity, that of neoliberal capitalism, its dispossession and marginalisation of the 99%. Those people are not stupid. They rightly disbelieve there is the political and commercial will. Every economic case is being made to appeal to its greatest contributors to alter their course. Of course, they're currently expanding. Calls for economic and political reform are regularly dismissed or co-opted for marketing purposes. This hardly gets a side glance from the media, consumed by political circle dancing and doxy-doing. But after 6 years of research regarding positive changes people are making in virtually every country in the world, everyday people are still unaware of those that have altered their local communities and national political structures, or achieve nationwide and international judicial decisions, should they also fall foul of the same economic, legal and political injustices. The myopic failure of neoliberalism has forced reinvention for sheer survival. So what does this movement consist of? So you have the picture of the iceberg there. We're going to look now at what that iceberg consists of. New economic models, scientific and conservation networks, conference and webinar, every connotation and the smallest initiatives that can and do make inroads to address capitalism's negativity. Yet they hardly scratch its surface. Anti-capitalist, human rights activist networks and public political movements have formed revolutionary societies. NGOs, anti-poverty, aid agencies and refugee crisis organisations have never been busier. Everyday people plugging the gap of diminishing or overwhelmed statutory services. Charitable and non-profit initiatives and cooperatives are expanding. The commons and other sharing networks, alternative complementary and cryptocurrencies, circular economies and localised non-monetary economies have become national in scope and successful in both affluent and poverty-stricken communities. Green energy producers are increasing. Climate change, environment and conservation campaign organisations, self-sustaining communities, eco-village networks and volunteer groups and individuals who, from the kindness of their hearts, simply repopulate endangered species or plant food in public places for their communities. Authors and academic institutions research and share these topics and projections with urgency. Publishers are inundated with submissions regarding the negative projections for the fourth industrial revolution and vitriolic finger-wagging at capitalism. But to motivate everyday people, these movements simply lack exposure and a concerted effort to utilise their collective influence and power in a common and easy to apply and more embracing system. They are dotted across the globe, but nobody has yet joined those dots. Until now. This article can only skim the surface of that scope and signpost it, as seeing is more likely to engender belief, to counter the demoralising projections occupying the media. Respected television scientists, naturalists, musicians and actors now sense a potential change in the climate of their platform, or they defy it and have started a momentum that should be seized upon. But as media sometimes reflects reality, this is only the tip of the looming iceberg. The sheer mass of social movement remains below the surface and unseen unless you dive into the internet to shed light on what's actually going on. The most recent and visible incarnation of this discomfort is, of course, Extinction Rebellion, pushing beyond petitioning and protesting to civil disobedience and disruption, involving all sections of our society, despite the unfounded accusations to dismiss it. All of the existing forces for change are generally well-informed and know about each other. But there's another danger. If all efforts to redress capitalism's oppression are diverted to sustain personal kudos and individual agendas, they run the risk of remaining ignored and near impotent diluted forces. Yet this mass potential market is what the captains of the Titanic protectionist neoliberal monetary economy fear will make them look like a dinghy adrift in the North Sea. And many of them are of the let's face the music and dance persuasion.